All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, look, I see this setting the bar story as a compliment to the reporter for making her interviewees feel so comfortable and relaxed. But if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping the F-bomb on live TV, you're doing okay, especially when you're 11.
Oh, what is happening?
So there were some storms, some crazy winter storms there in southern Oregon and caused power outages. So TV was on the scene talking to some kids about it. Boy did a great job with the soundbite. He was very put together, but got a little too casual.
When me and my sister were playing cars, all we heard was like a big boom, and then we just were shook and we didn't know what happened. So we went outside and we were like, oh, there's a fire. And then I went to go grab my dad's fire extinguisher and gave it to him. Someone called the cops and the fire department, and that's all I heard.
I mean, we were shook, and I said, oh, F.
He just blew right by it like it's nothing.
Now listen,
what the reporter did.
So listen, there's two other kids there, right? There's okay. Like two of his friends. And this young girl gives like this huge smile. And the boy next to the kid who's given the interview kind of like glances at the reporter. The reporter is unfazed. Didn't flinch at all. Just continued to.
He didn't even say that. They're not going to notice.
Absolutely. Just rolling. Right through. That's fine. And you know what? I give a compliment to that reporter for making those kids seem so comfortable and relaxed that they forgot that they were on live television.
Yes. And you know what? It sounds like that is a regular thing in that household. Like that kid had no clue, no inkling in his brain that we're not supposed to say those words on TV.
He was like, we were shook. Oh, F.
I mean, get it. When you can be startled and sometimes things come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But when it's on TV, oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, I get it. I have said things before thinking that we weren't on the air, and we were.
Yep.
And it happens.
Yep, and there are meetings.
It happens, and there are meetings, and thankfully Kelly and I are both still here to tell the tale.
Still standing. It is kind of remarkable when you sit there and think about all the things that we're still standing fast.
True. So again, that's your side of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping the big old F-bomb on live television, you're doing okay.
But he was a pro.
I've never been on live television before, apparently.
The kid was a pro in
you
know, describing the situation.
Yes. We were shook. And then we heard a bang. And
yes.
Said,
he conveyed
F.
the emotion. Yeah. He painted the story.
Yeah, he did. That's your side of the bar story.